John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Wow, friend, what a truth. When we confess our sins, our God is a faithful God. He will forgive us when we confess and purify us from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. You don't have to live in guilt. You don't have to live in shame. You don't have to carry that weight on your shoulders anymore, because Jesus carried our cross for us. Amen. Oh, I love it. Praise the Lord. Now, that's a way to start off the program. Happy Thursday, this January the 8th, 2015. Wow, I was so tempted to say 14 there, but yep, 2015. My name is Joey Kroll. I pray that you're staying nice and warm. Wow, summer is a distant memory. We have a couple of friends and family members that are down in Florida visiting for vacation this week, so we are just not really big fans, man. I think that's the best way to put it. But hey, I hope you're staying nice and warm. So when is it a good time to take down your Christmas tree? Ours is still up. We normally leave it up for a while, or when we get around to it, which sometimes could be April. But no, not that late. But my wife and I were just having that discussion. When do we normally take down the Christmas tree? Do you do it after Christmas? Do you do it after the first of the year? It seems like it's not as exciting taking it down than putting it up. Because when you put it up, you're putting the ornaments on, like, oh, I remember this ornament. Such and such gave it to us. Or taking it down, it seems like it's so much more work. So, oh, yeah. So Aubrey and I are planning on taking the Christmas tree down on Sunday. So I may be catching a cold or maybe not feeling well on Sunday, so I can not have to do that. But so that's our plan. But we also got to take down the lights and the Christmas decorations in front of the house. So, yeah, we got to get on that. So hopefully we'll have time on Sunday. Well, coming up next month, yeah, actually a month, give or take about 4 weeks away, you're invited to the See You at Home One Winter Night all along Neal Street in Champaign. It's where city leaders and others raise support and awareness for the homeless by spending the night in the cold, protected only by a box. So this is going to be interesting. I know they've done this in years past as well. So they're looking for box dwellers, volunteers, and such for See You at Home. It's coming up Friday and Saturday, February the 6th and 7th. You can get more details on this and other upcoming events at our event calendar at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, coming up here in a few moments, we're going to be talking about the peace that only God can give in the midst of chaos. Oh, it's going to be a great study today from the book of Psalms, coming up right after this on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Redemption, the purchase of blood, to a sing through Jesus the Son, but purer and higher and greater will be our wonder. Passions come when Jesus we sing. Praise the Lord.
New Year's resolutions. I mean, the most common New Year's resolutions, there's exercise. That's the top one. Wanting to lose weight, spend more time with family, read more, watch less TV, so on and so forth. But have you ever thought why people make such resolutions? You know, one of the main reasons is the desire for a calmer life. We think if we can just live better, eat better, be better, then life will have a new sense of harmony. La 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 la. Or if we can just gain a sense of balance or control, I will have more of a peaceful life. But then life happens and January 2nd comes around and the idea of a better anything gets shot into pieces. Can I get an amen? Well, friend, in reality, we don't need better resolutions. We need a revolution. I mean, that's because resolutions are based on our ability to change our circumstances. And a revolution is based on allowing a new authority to take charge and transform us. We need the revolutionary presence of God to bring us what we cannot produce on our own. Peace, even in the midst of life's turmoil, is one of the revolutionary results of God's presence in our lives. So if you have your Bible, turn to Psalm 46. And today we're going to talk about how God is the source of peace in the midst of turmoil. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose stream makes glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. You know, peace has all sorts of definitions. For some people, peace is the absence of hostility, right? And for others, peace is only present where everyone else is living in perfect harmony with one another. My guess is that most of us would settle for somewhere in the middle there. Psalm 46 points to a peace that goes way beyond simply overcoming the rut of daily routines. It's a change that God brings that no calamity can overwhelm. And how God does this is wrapped in his very person. Notice what the psalmist says in verse 1. He says, God is. See, those may be the most two powerful words that you can read, hear, or speak. Next, he says, God is, and he gives three distinct terms. He says, refuge, When God is our refuge, we have a place to hide when life assaults us. When you feel battered and bruised and kicked and bullied, you can find a place of shelter within your Heavenly Father. Praise the Lord. So God is, number one, refuge. Number two, he says, strength. When life is hard, not if, but when life is hard, we're not forced to continue in our own power. Rather, God empowers us to take on life no matter what comes our way. What overwhelms me and just baffles me sometimes is when you see these horrific stories in the news of somebody's children getting murdered or something horrific like that, and the family having the ability to forgive the murderer of their own child. Talk about that does not come from one's own strength. So God is our strength. Feeling weak today? Call upon the God of strength. So God is refuge. God is strength. And he also says God is our help. God is there to help us. I love how personal that is. I mean, think, God is there to help us. God, the creator and master and Lord of all things, helps me. Little old Joey Kroll. No matter what I face, God is personally there to help. The psalmist also describes some pretty serious threats, too. We may not be physically facing an earthquake or mountains being thrown into the sea or the ocean flooding around us, but sometimes it feels like we are. We can't seem to get our footing. Stuff is crashing around all around us. Troubles show up like floods against us, but the one who trusts in God does not have to be afraid. Verse 4 says, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. You know, verses 2 and 3, the psalmist used some interesting images of water. He says, deep seas and roaring waters. And then he turned to the refreshing nature of water in a river or a stream. See, the Bible often refers to God's presence as a cool stream or a place where our thirst is satisfied. Yes, some images of water are terrifying, like such as roaring waves or foaming tidal waves, but nothing compares with God's presence. In the midst of raging waters, he is our calm stream. Praise the Lord. Amen. In the midst of the tidal wave of life, he provides rivers and streams. See, words have enormous power, friend. A word from our enemy can remove our sense of peace and replace it with anxiety in just a split of a second, right? But the voice of God, though, is far greater. See, when he speaks, his words confront those who oppose his peace. See, when God speaks, all the enemies of peace are rendered null and void. In Luke, I think it is chapter 4, a demon-possessed man came to Jesus and he started talking to Jesus. And see, Jesus said, shut your mouth, be still, be quiet. And the man did not speak. We see no record of the man speaking after Jesus told him to shut his mouth. See, when God speaks, all the enemies of peace are rendered null and void. Verse 8 says, come and see what the Lord has done. The desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. You know, in our war against the mayhem of life, God is completely unstoppable, friend. Don't you dare forget that. Don't you dare forget that. God is completely unstoppable. I don't care who the governor is. I don't care who the president or CEO, who you work for, or how bad it seems like it's getting. God is still completely unstoppable. God is not just a little bigger than our circumstances. He's just not a little bigger than the world. He is the all-powerful Lord, the almighty ruler over all things. He has the absolute ability to cease the roaring commotion in your and my hearts. It comes down to a choice. God has made peace possible between himself and us. See, before we came to Christ, we were enemies. Enemies. We were enemies raging against his kingdom. We were the rebels making alliances with the chaos of the worlds. But God stands over and above all things. He is the true hero of our battle, and he offers peace. But we must choose to trust Jesus rather than our own stuff, rather than our own willpower. We need God's presence that brings peace in all kinds of situations. When the family comes to visit, we need God's peace. When the project at work is coming apart, we need God's presence. We need God's peace. When you're enticed or tempted to sin for what seems like the millionth time, we need God's peace. We need God's presence. When the problems must be solved, relationships must be mended, and chaos rages against you, we need God's peace and we need God's presence. See, God's presence and peace is what you and I need, and God provides them. God is simply waiting for you to rush into his strongholds. The door is always open, friend. You're going to face turmoil every day. But fortunately, you can actively choose to make a resolution in the face of turmoil. Be intentional to let God work a revolution in your life, a revolution of his peace and his presence.
Worthy.
Love the Singers, right here on this Thursday, reminding us that Jesus is our all in all. Thank you, Lord. Well, friend, I do thank you so much for listening today, and also thank you for your prayerful support of this radio ministry. You know, we're here by God's grace and the prayers of God's people lifting us up in prayer, and also through your financial support. So would you prayerfully consider joining the giving family today? Help us start and continue 2015 on the right foot financially. You can send in your special gift of support to Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, that's Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give safely and securely at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. And right there at the upper right-hand corner, there's some options for you to give online. Again, that's all safe and secure, greatnewsradio.org. Regardless, thank you so much for your continued support, both prayerfully and financially, and also through volunteering here at Great News Radio. Well, coming up tomorrow, it's going to be the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt, you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Stay nice and warm for the rest of your day today.